This is TWiT.
2018, a transition year. How so? Why do you say that?
Why do we say that? Who said that? Did I say that?
This is you, Paul.
I think you perhaps said that.
Let me just.
Well, yeah. So from the there was a massive leak of information over the weekend regarding Windows 10 and kind of a revised
on Therot.com. Oh. May I point out
a big exclusive? This is why I'm glad I'm a premium member.
Yeah, a lot of misunderstandings about this thing too. I was going to say humorous. Actually, it was kind of sad to watch people kind of completely misunderstand what's happening. But as we know, last year, Microsoft.
Maybe it's the big bonfire picture that you put.
Right. It's supposed to be a dumpster fire, but I was trying to be polite. I should say right up front. I think that what they're doing is smart, and I think this is necessary.
This info comes from your sources?
This info comes from a massive cache of internal documentation.
That were inadvertently left in the backseat pocket.
Within my eyesight and burned into my brain.
Okay, good. Yeah. So you feel confident that this is the plan?
Yeah, like 100%.
100%.
So, by the way, obviously, there are holes in the sense that there might be other bits of information tied to this. We don't know how Microsoft intended originally to communicate this publicly, right? But what we do know is that last year Microsoft released at least two new versions of, or I should say, product SKUs or product editions of Windows 10. I've often argued for the fact that they need to have less, rather than more of that stuff. One was that Windows 10 Pro for Workstation SKU, which is aimed at obviously high-end workstations. And then the other one was Windows 10S, which was ostensibly aimed at education, but really wasn't relegated just to education. The point was they're trying to streamline Windows in a way that will allow them to get rid of legacy technologies over time. The problem with Windows 10S, as I've said so many times, is that it wasn't a process. It was just kind of a hard stop. And that I think most people would agree we need to get to that thing. But the way that they did it was perhaps not the best approach. But the other aspect there, though, is I think there was some confusion about what this thing was. And people like us who follow technology or follow Microsoft in particular would look at the Windows product lineup and try to slot this thing in somewhere. Where is this thing? Is it like a Windows 10 Home with some extra stuff? Is it Windows 10 Pro with, minus some stuff or whatever? The terminology that Microsoft eventually came up with was that it's a mode of Windows 10 Pro, that this thing is Windows 10's Pro, but it's running in this mode where we're artificially cutting off certain capabilities. And that's a very accurate way to say it. You might have noticed that no PC maker shipped a single non-educational Windows 10S based computer last year. In fact, I would argue that no PC maker shipped a educational Windows 10S PC last year. I don't believe there's any evidence of a single educational institution adopting that platform and rolling it out to any degree. But
so whatever. Who bought this then?
Nobody.
Although, wait, can I say something here? Because I remember, where was this? Ignite. Mm-hmm. Microsoft said they were going to be Windows 10 SPC starting at $275 coming out from a bunch of partners. And they listed Acer, HP, Lenovo, and Fujitsu. Did those just never ship?
No. So the big confusion, and what you're referring to, by the way, are educational computers, right? These aren't things where you would go to a retail store and buy them. These are educational PCs.
Well, they called them. They called them Windows 10S devices for Microsoft 365 F1. So first line worker.
Oh, okay. Well,
remember those ones?
Yeah. I don't think those ever. I mean, I'm not saying they don't exist.
Worker? What is that? That means somebody's not good enough to get a real computer.
Yeah.
Like, people who are in customer service.
Oh, frontline. Yeah.
Yeah, people
don't get me wrong. I don't mean to say that they're not offered. What I'm saying is I don't think these things ever sold to any degree. We've never heard one success story from any school or, in this case, enterprise customer, whatever it is. That's adopted Windows 10. It's just never happened. Yeah. The one mainstream computer that ships with it, of course, is Surface Laptop. Microsoft, very conspicuously, when they talk about Windows 10S, by the way, even internally, do not give any data for Surface Laptop conversion to Windows 10 Pro. I believe it to be very close to 100%, but that's my opinion, whatever. So I think obviously a strategy change was needed on this thing. And again, I want to stress this because I'm, you know, Mary Jo and I joke about this, you know, because I'm so critical of Windows 10S. It's important to but it's not black and white. Like I do believe that this is the right vision for Windows long term. The exception I have with it is that hard stop thing, that they aren't allowing people to move into it more, you know, more gradually. In fact, this is a little kind of a side tangent, but I was thinking about the life cycle of versions of Windows that cannot run the Microsoft Store apps, which meaning Windows 7 and Windows 8.1. And when do those products fall out of support? I think for Windows 7, it's 2020, yep. If I'm not mistaken, January 2020. And then for Windows 8.1 is 2023, 5 years from now?
Yep.
It occurred to me while writing about this other thing we're about to talk about that would be the time frame. That should be the time frame. Because Windows 10S, as we're calling it today, relies on Windows Store apps pretty much, or verified apps essentially. But this platform is designed not to run the old stuff, or it's limited so that it cannot. That would be the right time frame, right? When I say that we need time to get from here to there, there it is, 5 years. That's a perfect time frame. To phase out support for desktop apps, phase them out with the desktop operating systems that can only run those apps, you know. But whatever, that's just a side.
But I think that will never happen.
Yeah, of course not. But that's
because of enterprises, right?
Oh, there you go. Okay, that's a good point too. yeah, fair enough. I live in a white tower.
You live in a bubble. You live in this weird bubble.
I live in a fantasy land where everything works the way I want it to. That's true. I do wish the world was a different way than it is. But, you know, the one thing that's kind of marked Windows 10S, it's only been around for like 8 months. It's not like we've been suffering through this for a long time or anything. But it is sort of a lack of flexibility on Microsoft's part. You know, I've argued in the past, like, you got to give people the ability to run that one app that they need or to install the drivers that they want for their printer or their scanner or their mouse. You know, Microsoft's own mouse, the Surface Precision mouse, has drivers that are only their desktop based. You can't install them on a Surface laptop, which is crazy unless you install Windows 10 Pro. So anyway, I've had my opinions about that and I've made my arguments for doing certain things, but I would say that this transitional year thing, which is the subject of that article, part of it is this flexibility, that kind of newfound flexibility on Windows 10S, right? And so Windows 10S, as we know it, appears to be going away completely. And what they're going to do instead is allow each mainstream version of Windows 10 to run in this mode that businesses can optionally enable this for their users. PC makers can optionally ship PCs in that mode, but not just Windows 10 Pro. They can do it for Windows 10 Home, which might be less expensive.